Welcome to the Jungle Gyms Podcast. What's up, Banana Bunch? You know, I've been stuck in the studio a lot recently, even though I have been traveling some. But I'm just thinking, I haven't talked to you all out here for a little while. So, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mark. Thanks for joining in. I don't know why I said it like that. Peter Brady style. That's a dated reference, too. Perfect. Listen, I'm out here in the toy department right now, which is where the studio is located. Been a lot of fun expansions here. But you know what else is expanded? The Jungle Gyms app. Okay, so every week you can get in the app. You can do product searches on there. We put the weekly ad on there. There are now app exclusive deals that you can get just through it. It's really, really cool. I think you should all join me on there. And then on Sunday nights, what's really cool is that you can actually see next week's deal early, which that's great too. That way you can kind of plan ahead. But like right now, we've got these 3-day sales we've been doing every week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We've got a breakfast theme going on this week. I got gallons of milk for $1.49. I've got eggs, a dozen for 99 cents. Nobody's beating those prices. And if they are, I'd like to beat them personally. Okay. So this week on the show, we got a couple fun things on here. I'm really excited about this. The reason I have this show is one of my first guests. So I want to introduce you to my pal, Billy. Again, Billy, you're great. I'm so glad we got this going on here. Billy is one of Jungle's friends. Billy is responsible for me having the show. If it weren't for Billy's show and having Jungle on that show, I would have never gotten to pitch this podcast to Jungle. So, Billy, we appreciate you. And you know what? Let's just go right to this segment right now. And Billy, let's talk about what you're cooking up just down the street from Jungle, shall we?
Because you and I have a lot of love to give.
Yeah, we do.
We really do. Yeah. Billy, welcome back, baby. All right, we got golf carts on the brain right now.
Listen, this is going to be... So, again, thanks to my man Jungle. Yeah, he found us some space here on... Route 4, 6140 Dixie Highway.
Okay.
The perfect custom cart is coming live next Saturday, 9 to 4.
Awesome. And next Saturday, is that the 14th?
I don't know. What's today? I should know the day.
I want to just make, today is April 5th, so it would be the 6th, so the 13th.
Right? That's right, because it's perfect. Saturday.
It turns out none of us are good at this, so okay, so...
hold on a second. Did I say golf carts? What I meant to say is we're giving away beer.
Okay. Beer giveaway. Huge
provolone
fan.
Cheese.
Oh.
Marijuana.
Okay. Perfect.
And pretty much anything else you request. So show up 6140.
And all they need to do in exchange is pick up a custom cart from you, right?
That's it.
That's amazing.
So on a serious note, we're going to differentiate ourselves in a marketplace that needs differentiating.
Yeah.
So we're going to represent two new lines, okay?
Okay.
Icon and Evolution. And speaking of stories, like Amanda and I were talking about, Icon's a great story.
Yeah.
Love the guy's story. We have to get him on here and have
That'd
him
be
tell
fun.
It.
Yeah.
But everything is made here in this country from Icon. Evolution is a Chinese company that is less expensive. And does not have the same quality, but they have a cult following. People sure. love them. We have a guy we work with that has an Evolution, and he just loves them.
So, really?
Yeah, I mean, different flavors for different people. But we're going to do it different because we're going to stand behind everything that we sell you. We're going to make sure that everything that we sell you is backed up by our own. And I hired all three of these people. I was going to tell you, you got a little love
a little
on there.
A little Belgian
baby.
Dip
I
on there, huh?
I was going to come over there and get a little Belgian
Oh, come on, get a little of that lavender foam. Listen.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Looked awful good.
I do think it's funny that you and I are both, it cracks me up because we're in a place like Jungle Gyms where we have anything, but you and I picked like the two biggest sellers of beverages.
You want to know what I, I did this?
They're great.
I gave up sugar, okay?
Okay.
My daughter's getting married July 7th, CC. Okay. Open invite. Anybody wants to come?
Sounds good. Just buy a cart first.
That's it. You buy a
that's
golf
good
cart.
Entry fee. That's a good entry fee. I'll go to a wedding for that.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of which.
And I can ride it there. I mean, that's.
Yeah, you can ride it. You can. You actually can smoke our golf carts.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I'll tell you about that later.
Yeah, yeah we'll get it. Yeah.
But well, no.
Mark, didn't this used to have two seats? I'm like, yeah, sorry. I need to.
No, they don't disappear. It's a new technology. I'm going to tell you. Smoke them and they stay. So Bev Schwarber, we work with, she's like, Billy, you know, you can go to McDonald's. They got great coffee.
Yeah.
And you can tell them you got a senior discount. You know what these cost?
Cents.
69.
Really? Yeah. That's impressive, honestly.
My wife and I are trying to figure out why 69 cents. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's a crock.
A lot of turnaround happening over there, huh?
180. I think it's a crock, no pun intended.
No, it was just crazy. I just saw the way you were diving in head first into their offerings. It was almost like they jumped right back to reciprocate. It's crazy.
Hey, Ray, seriously, thank you.
Hey, but you know what is funny?
It is Ray Kroc, right?
Ray Kroc. No, the jokers are great. I just watched The Founder recently. I'm on board.
Thank you. Anyhow, perfect custom cart.
Why don't we have a golf cart?
I don't know if we should. So perfect custom cart. So our mechanics will stand by. You have it. I don't care who you buy a golf cart from or what you buy.
Yeah.
You're going to have issues with them.
Sure.
You bring them in. We'll take care of them. Same kind of philosophy that we have at Iron Road, which is we're built to serve and we're going to do that well. Cole Crispin's the kid that's running the place for us. Great kid. We're going to be offering whatever used cart you want, we have, and we can build it to spec.
No kidding.
And our pricing is competitive. You can go online and find something cheaper.
They're not going to take care of you.
Yeah.
You're just going to click buy and that's it.
You're going to click buy. It's going to be over and then you'll bring it in to us to fix it.
Right. Exactly.
So
make the relationship early.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's it. And so if that's meaningful to you, you know who we sold our first golf cart to?
No.
Billy, don't be a hero. Don't be a fool with your life. Billy, don't be a hero. Oh, come back and make me your wife. Hey, Siri, play Billy, Don't Be a Hero. 3.5 million. You're too young. But 3.5
million. But I was like, I know the song still. Who is it? Oh, but stop playing.
My man Gary wrote that song, sang that song. And it's a sad song.
I think I get 14 seconds before the lawyers come out.
That's all right. Why would lawyers care about that? But it reminds me of my uncle, who was 15 years older than me, who went to Vietnam. Poor kid.
Yeah.
Sent him to the front lines. Comes out. I think, did Jungle go to Nam? He might have. Served on the front lines, came back, messed up on drugs, OD'd on Demerol, lost him at 30. But it's a cool story about a guy. Thank you. Cool story about a guy that was going to sign up for the Army, which back in the late 60s, 70s, that's the way this country operated, man. So
crazy.
Yeah. So anyhow, that was our first golf cart sale.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah, he bought an Evolution and a great guy. And we're just now finishing up all the lighting. So we can put the lighting, the stereos, whatever you want on that thing. And we turn them all up, you know, unless you don't want them turned up. You know, the golf carts that we buy used, that we redo.
Yeah.
Those, when they come in from a golf course, they don't want them turned up, so they go, you know, pretty slow.
Yeah.
But we take the governors off, we turn them up, and it's going to be a unique place.
So that's awesome.
9 to 4, we're going to have a blast. Jungle's going to cater it. We're going to have a ton of food there. Amanda's doing the entertainment. Mark's doing comedy. We're paying him to be there.
Competition I'm hosting.
Push-up competition. Amanda's going to see how many times. What's that exercise you do to make your butt firm? I forget what it is. No, your butt, not a dip.
Peloton.
So she's going to be doing the Peloton class. Over there.
I love it. Yeah.
Lead the Peloton
Perfect.
Class.
Perfect. I could use some extra cheeks, to be honest with you. I'm not really packing heat back there.
No.
Okay. I'm doing this to pay for my BBL.
But in all seriousness, I'm serious.
I'll be there.
I'll pay you to come and entertain people. If you can bring stuff to, if you can bring stuff to,
I've got my box of bananas.
Bring a box. Bring your box of bananas. Go back there. Josie will bring the fun stuff. Put them in there.
I was definitely going to come pop out either way, though. So yeah, seriously, that'd be fun. I meant it seriously.
No, I'm serious. If you'll take time from 9 to 4, you pick an hour, come entertain people.
Sure.
So here's what I want to do. No, you don't know this yet, but we're going to give away a golf cart.
Oh, that's awesome.
I just made my mind up about that.
Sounds
right
good.
Now. So what should we give away? It's got to be dependent.
If I'm looking at this as I'm the owner, I'm going Evolution, right? It's a good product, but it's not
brand
as great.
New, man.
Yeah,
it's a brand new cart.
Well, yeah.
Should we give a brand new Evolution away?
I feel like that would be, well, was Evolution, the other one was Icon, right?
Well, but no, see, I didn't communicate well then. We've got Yamahas, we've got Easy Goes, we've got Club Cars, every other golf cart.
I think I'm going to learn so much about golf carts just from knowing
you're
going to
learn
a
ton. So we've got every brand you can think of.
That's
there.
That's amazing.
The only new, brand new golf carts we've got are Evolution and Icons.
Got it. Okay.
So I'm thinking about giving away still like a $10,000 golf cart.
I mean, that's insane.
That is used, but it's fixed up. It's got all the... So, but I got to have enough people. We got to be able to say if there's at least 100 people with their name in the hat,
yeah,
we'll pull it out and give it away.
Sounds good to me. I think that's a great idea.
Is that fair?
Listen, yeah.
And
I'll make them subscribe to this show. I'm going to make them show up to there.
Yeah.
We get all their... Look, we just need their contact info and email address maybe.
And I'll give it away.
Yeah, I think that's a good move.
So which one? Oh. What golf cart you want to give away?
See,
we'll
feel
give
like,
away
I feel
a $10,000 like golf cart. Okay. Whoever's name gets... Then nobody's going to buy, though.
Well,
nobody's going to buy there to think they'll give it away.
We'll just bleep this part out slowly, and occasionally I'll hear giveaway come through, and then they'll be like, well, I think he's giving something away, but we can just tease him.
Should I not give it away?
No, I mean, you can give one away to me. I need a Jungle Cruiser here. We can just put some of my wall art on there, and then I can drive it around the store. We'll run ads all the time on it. I think that's a good compromise. I'm handicapped and I got a broken ankle still. I was like, listen, I need some wheels, Billy. Hey, bring him in.
He's got a, what do you call it? He's got a Segway back there.
I keep thinking about it. I'm like, can I use that?
Just go take it.
I might, honestly. Yeah. Who's got my Segway?
His hips all better, though, huh? All right, so 9 to 4.
6140 Dixie Highway, right?
Dixie Highway.
And what's the name?
9 to 4, the perfect custom cart.
The perfect custom cart. Perfect.
The perfect custom cart.
Honestly, I'm really curious. When I come over, I'll get some video, too. But I'm curious. I'm going to see what some people make in their custom carts. I'm really curious about that.
Dude, there's some people do some crazy things.
I bet they do.
And we get a lot of people at camp that, want. Some people just want the bare bones stuff. It doesn't have to be fancy.
No.
We can do bare bones. You want a back seat. You want a cooler on it.
Sure.
I mean, you can do these things. And we've got Bentellis as well. So all those carts, Bentellis will go 30 miles an hour.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, how fast can we get one of these suckers? Yeah. So 30 is about the top of most of that. Pretty cool.
All street legal.
I was going to ask that too as well.
Everything is done.
Turn signals,
legal.
All that stuff. Perfect. Yeah.
Got it all.
So it literally is the perfect custom cart. It's crazy. Man.
Thank
name.
You. Mark, what should we give away?
Hmm.
I got an idea.
Okay.
We'll give away to the 10th person that buys a golf cart. We'll give $1,000 off the cart.
I think that's a great deal.
So they got to be there early.
Yeah.
The 10th person that buys a golf cart, they get $1,000 off. The 20th person that buys a golf cart gets $1,000 off.
That's amazing. So every 10th, we'll do it in increments
of
10.
We'll do it in increments of 10.
Yeah, that's
every
perfect.
Every 10 people that buy a golf cart.
They get $1,000 off?
And we put it on the wall. They'll be waiting.
Could be.
They don't know. I ain't putting it on the wall.
You can't tell. You just have to announce it. Yeah, you just have to be like, by the way.
And now I'm talking about on Saturday.
Yeah.
On
Saturday only.
First sale.
Oh, it has to be between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. EST.
That's it.
Again, I'm always thinking about the lawyers. I'm like, all right.
PSP, where's my $1,000?
Yeah,
coming
right?
from Mark.
Yeah, it is.
Mark's fee to show up and be funny. We're going to donate that to the 10th buyer. And the 20th buyer.
I'm just here to grease the crowd up a little bit. Like I said, I'm bringing my box of bananas. Come out there. I'm like,
food, drinks, box of bananas, marijuana. Let's go.
Let's go. It's going to be a great time.
You got anything else? Come on. I'm serious.
I know. You know what's funny is.
A huge thank you to Jungle.
Oh, of course. Always thank you, Jungle. Well, look, I wouldn't be here without it. You wouldn't be doing this without him. Well, this specific thing without him.
No,
big Jungle fan in the room. Both of us. He's a great guy. He's fun.
He's a good man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's the first employer I've ever worked for where I'm like, oh, you actually care about us. That's so weird.
He's a good
not
man.
Weird in a bad way, but weird in that I have not experienced that with
and
too many other positions.
You are phobic when it comes to saying the wrong thing.
Weird
in a bad way.
Yeah, right. I know. Because people are
you're
such.
Freaking me out.
They're so bad about it. And the thing is,
I never think about that.
If I had someone else reading the comments, I'd probably not care, right? But because they come directly
write them
to
down.
Me.
I'll read them.
Yeah, exactly. Mark, you look. No. I'm like, damn, dude. Of course I look that way. I have a mirror.
Mark,
it's a lot of that.
Mark, you're hot.
Yeah. Then I'm like, hell yeah. Happy to read that comment.
You're hot.
I'm leaning into my big known face.
Hey, wait till you get to, listen, you ready for this one? Wait till you get to the big, huge face.
Oh my gosh. I think, honestly, Billy, I don't know if I'm too far off. That's amazing.
Lucky!
All right, well, that's it for Billy this week.
Billy, congratulations. Welcome to the neighborhood. I'm looking forward to being there. And hey, like he said, I'm going to come hang out for a little bit this weekend. I'm debating what I'm going to do performance-wise. But at least come out. We can go play on some golf carts. And if you want to see one, we've actually got one of the brand new ones that you just customized just outside the Fairfield store here, right outside the main entrance. I could turn around, but it's hard to see. We're so far away from it right now. Well, you can kind of see it right there. I'm pointing at it now. Perfect, huh? All right. Well, coming up, this is the big bulk of the episode. I'm bringing in some of my favorite wine experts, Amanda and Michael from our wine department here at Fairfield. We're going to talk about some upcoming events, all kinds of stuff, some new wines. We're going to try some stuff. It was delicious. I had a great time. Always love getting to hang out with Amanda and Michael. So here they are. Welcome back, everybody.
Ooh. Nice to be here. Thanks, Mark.
Operation Wine Time. All right. So right before we started this, you used a phrase and I kind of lied through my answer. What did you ask me if I'd had before, Amanda?
I said, when was the last time you drank a Sancerre?
And the answer was, what's a Sancerre? Yes. And Michael, you had a good answer. I had to go to Michael because I was like, well, wait, have I actually had this on the show? And I just don't remember the name. But you had a good answer.
No, you hadn't had it. But we had a Sauvignon Blanc. And we talked about, there's different regions in the world where Sauvignon Blanc with the main grape. And Sancerre is in the Loire Valley in France. And the white grapes are always Sauvignon Blanc.
See?
Well, there's not always.
The white
There's more grapes than that.
In Sancerre?
In Sancerre, yes.
Right. But in Loire, you can get Chenin Blanc if you want to go to Vouvray.
You can get Chenin, you can get what else?
Yeah. You can get Chardonnay Muscadet, if you're like blended with Sauvignon Muscadet. Blanc. But Sancerre is Muscadet. Specifically.
And you can do Muscadet too.
Yeah, there's so many grapes.
This is why we get along so well.
I actually kind of like the dynamic. It's like a system of checks and balances, right?
Yes.
That's kind of fun. It's like, I'm excited. I know it's going to go back and forth a few times. I was like, look, a little wine ping pong. I'm ready for it. Okay, so wait.
Where do you keep the 10,000 ton weight?
I got a piano rigged up at all times. Just let me know. I got lucky. He doesn't actually go upstairs. He goes outside with a small saw to cut the rope so that the piano falls properly.
Love it.
You know, I bet Jungle would kind of be into that. If I was like, Jungle, what if I had a piano threateningly dangling over the top, but it doesn't have to really fall. I'm asking.
As long as it's not over him, he'd be okay with it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's only over my enemies.
Right.
Well, wait, before I actually sip this, talk to me. What do we have in the lineup today? What are we doing right now?
So given that it's spring, well, I have spring fever. I know it was a little chilly and we did have snow like 2 days ago. But
the famous Midwest fall spring.
And is today not officially the first day of spring?
What day is it? Is it the 21st?
21st? 20th.
Right. Okay, so we're a day early. I think tomorrow then, right?
Well, then.
Hey, it's spring somewhere.
Exactly. By the time this airs, spring will have started.
Perfect. Yeah. And so I'm breaking out spring wines. These are Sancerre, and then we have the Sancerre Rouge, the Rosé. That is awesome. Normally you'll find that as a Cabernet Franc, but Pierre Martin does this as a Pinot Noir. It is super bright. Just a great, both of these are awesome food wines, which is time to, you know, sit outside on the deck and have. We're going to get out of that warm stew feeling and get into some fresh salads. This area in Sancerre Chavignol is 5 minutes west of the heart of Sancerre. Pierre Martin went out on his own from his father and has 10 acres that he does himself. And he just, with all the love in the world, another great cheese that is in that area is a very hard to find goat cheese. So even if we can't find that, pair it with a goat cheese and like strawberry salad, spinach. You just have an amazing, amazing.
Sauvignon is known for their cheese as well as their wine.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. I had no idea. So I like about you guys coming in here. You have a little, and not that the other departments don't have this too, but I do feel like because of the nature of your work, you are pairing with things outside of like a little accidental cross promo. I feel like more so than some of the other departments. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'd love to school the other department. I mean, help them out.
It's something about the MB initials that we just love doing that, you know? Yeah, but, you know, I did take my first sip while you were talking, and I can totally see that. It is that I would love to see this with, like, I would eat a strawberry right now. Feels like such a perfect thing. So we say, like, those springy salads where they start bringing fruits into the game.
Yep.
Goat cheese sounds awesome, too.
Goat cheese, some toasted
nuts. Yeah, nice soft goat cheese and some brioche.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Pecans or walnuts.
Could try to bring back our beef Wellington chips again.
Yeah, that's more winter.
Yeah, no, that's so true. That was I still can't get over the fact that how good those were. That's like one of those things that will forever be
with a $100 bottle of Cabernet.
I know.
When it makes Lay's potato chips good, but those were
they were weirdly good.
I'll never forget it.
You know, we were just talking about cheese too. And last Sunday, I did with Tim Stitzel from the cheese department.
Yeah.
We did our new series called Cheesy Compliments.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. And it was more focused on the cheese, and then I found wines to pair with it. And everybody had a great time. We're going to do another one in about 2 months.
Okay. So yeah, tell me a little bit more about the event in general. So it's like, I guess he's, well, you tell me. Let me guess.
You can guess. I'll tell you.
All right, in that case, my guess is he's got cheeses out to sample and then you brought me around.
Yes.
But truly from the customer experience end, what should they
expect? So from the customer experience, we did 6 cheeses this time. And Tim went through a little talk about, you know, different forms, hard cheese, soft cheese, rinds, you know, from different areas. And then I found a wine to pair with it. And I just gave a little, it was more focused on the cheese, but also talked about what wine and why the wine goes with it and a little history on the wines. But yeah, it was a lot of
fun. The cheese with the flower, the wine with the stem.
Oh okay. Yeah. I love that. It's a beautiful analogy. Yeah. Because I'll sip on stems.
The stem was in the oh gosh.
That's the stem was somewhere, but that's the Jungle Jim's after hour show that we're doing.
No, so Cheesy Compliments is definitely something that I think will become quite a fan favorite for what it is.
It sounds like a great idea. I kind of love that we are moving into this as a, how should I say this? Well, I'll just say it direct to the camera for all of you. When I first got here, all of the departments were very isolated, might be a good word, I think, where it was like, all right, I do my thing. This is a wine event. It doesn't go beyond this, right? Or this is this department's thing. And what's been really nice to watch, and just, you know, I haven't even been here 3 years yet. It's been nice to see those doors kind of slowly start to open to see events like this, where it's like, hey, this is a collaboration between wine and cheese. I'm hoping we'll start seeing more and more of that kind of thing happening here, because I think there's so much action for that kind of stuff in general. I feel like it's a good way to scratch each other's backs, you know?
I always need someone to scratch my back.
Same, I know.
That spot you just can't reach.
Listen, we can be those friends for each other, I think. I'm like, I got one too. It's like I call it my wing, and it's like right, back shoulder. It drives me crazy. You'll see me every so often finding a sharp corner of the building like a bear. There's a couple good, I got a really good one right on the other side of Master Shake here in this corner. Perfect. It's a solid one. That billeted aluminum or whatever they use to build the wall. Perfect.
But in all seriousness, I was...
Oh, you were?
I am being serious.
Scratch
too.
My back.
I am very serious too. But as far as bringing what Jungle Gems has to offer, I would love to branch it into some of the international things. It's going to take some planning.
For sure.
And if anybody has ideas, feel free to send them to the info line.
Honestly, an international, and this can maybe be international / regular produce, but like a combo of like some of the more unique fruit bears with some of these, especially the springtime coming up. I would love
that.
Absolutely. What I see so often from our customers too, is a lot of questions about specifics, right? And so they'll be like, hey, I heard about this thing. Do we have it? Kind of usually questions along those lines. But so much of it is produce or wine and beer focused. Those are like the two areas I feel like, because there is a lot of specificity, right? I mean, we've learned it just, you've been on the show a couple times now, and I know Michael, you've been on here a bunch too. We've learned that every time we sit down with this stuff, that it's like, oh, so wait, there's how many different grapes that go into just this one style? Like, wait, what's going on? You know?
You're going to learn something whether you want to or not.
I know. Yeah. And you've been holding me at gunpoint but it's like a book, you know? Driving our F1 cars together. Look, when we finally host the Jungle Gyms International F1 races here, that's when things are really going to change.
The parking lot's big enough.
It would be big enough, at least for a small lap. You know, look, what we should do here. Wait
lap
a second.
Lap around through the station.
Honestly, I thought of a really silly, dumb idea, but we should get some go-karts and we should host a. Oh, we should do it and just do a miniature F1. We could have like the food and the spread. We could set it up like a real F1 event. That would actually be very funny.
Love it.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. I feel like you and I are like, yes, let's go. Yeah, I know. Seriously. And then imagine, Jungle has a racing suit already. I mean, I think the table's kind of set for this.
Yeah.
I love when these happen.
We'll put this out. All right, going back to wine.
Yes.
That's such a good idea.
I know. Can you imagine?
I can't believe.
I wonder how we'd cordon off the parking lot for it. That's always the kicker. Every time I have an insane idea, I'm like, okay, how does this functionally work?
Not the whole parking lot.
A portion, yeah, for sure. We could do smaller go-karts. Look, I know this one event that they've pedaled once.
You have to do it out front, though.
We could do a combination surface. You could do tarmac and then the dirt and everything. Oh, it's like go from like the parking lot into the hill and then...
It's cross country.
And while we're out there, we could describe the different soils, which is how we get different types of wine and grapes. And now I brought you back. That was your segue. I'm ready. Terroir.
Okay. So actually terroir in these wines, though, is that old... this clay silt limestone mm-hmm. from all mm-hmm. those old seashells that have been yeah. in that.
It's called Tufo. It's like a yellow limestone. It puts a real mineral note into it. Ooh. It's one of the reasons why this part of the world, though, to the primary grape. The same thing for the regular red grape in the region is main grape is Cabernet Franc, mm-hmm. but we've got a Pinot Noir here. Pinot Noir is like moving in a little bit. Just it's such a popular grape, and it's such a high quality, you know, wine made from it that everyone wants to grow Pinot.
Sure.
And these, given that the Sauvignon Blanc is not like a New Zealand, it is not like a New World. It's this really balanced mix in between, so you don't have that super high grapefruit. When we both opened this, it was, I just get apple on apple on apple. Mm-hmm. Michael had Golden Delicious. I had more of that tart, like a baking apple and maybe a little green.
I can see that. I'm like somewhere in between, but I think I would lean a little more on the tart side. It's not even like so much tart. It's like that crisp.
Well,
crisp,
that's, you know. Mm-hmm. To me, if it's that style, it's more green apple.
Sure.
This one's not green.
You're getting more like yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said Golden Delicious, right?
Yeah.
In my head, I read that as Red Delicious. Of course you did. So then in that case, I'm like, oh, no, that sounds even better. Of course I did. I'm colorblind, even in my thoughts.
Right? I love it. So very, very fun.
It's really good.
That Sancerre, the...
By the way, $32.99 in the department, on the shelf.
Okay.
Come visit us.
And then the Rosé is $23.99. And then the Rosso that we have here, the Rosso di Montalcino, is a highlight for April 7th. That is my Through the Grapevine series, and I'm doing Sangiovese 5 ways.
Awesome.
So it's 5 different versions of the Sangiovese grape, and this is one of them, and I'll be doing this, the Rosso and the Brunello di Montalcino, for the reason of Rosso is released early. Brunello has to be released 5 years after harvest.
Okay.
And so it's an easier moneymaker. And this isn't, as Michael was telling me, and I'm excited to try them, this is made very old world, like old school style. It's not very big. It's not very oaked. It's true to the grape. So I'm very excited to not only taste the line, but also taste the difference between the Rosso to the more age of the 5 years with the Brunello. So it'll be a fun class.
And speaking of, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what the class is again? You said Through the Grapevine, right?
Through the Grapevine, yep. Which always makes me think of Between Two Ferns.
Oh, yes, that's what it should be. Yeah, exactly. I can just do my best Galifianakis over here the whole time.
So Through the Grapevine, I do once a month. I do a focus feature. It ranges from $30 to $40 for a class. We do, you know, some meats, some little nibbles to go with it. Mm-hmm. But it is a fun educational class. So I usually do 6 wines. We break them down, talk a little bit, you know, open to questions. So far, there's been always a great group of people. We do it upstairs in the Oscar Center.
Oh, cool.
So it's a night, you know.
40 people last time?
40 people. Beautiful. Yeah, we've been selling out at 40. Just a great group, too. Lots of good questions. There's always conversations. It's not, you're not going to have to take a test. You're not going to feel dumb. Like,
it's not really, Wine 101. Right?
It's above Wine 101, right, exactly. But it's also, like, it's just I love them. I think they're great.
It sounds like kind of a relaxed, it's the edutainment thing. I feel like our departments always talk about together whenever we get together. We're like, look, we'll have some fun. Yep. It's going to be enjoyable. But you're going to learn something whether you wanted to or not. Yeah, that's cool.
And that's what actually came away from this last one I did was like, wow, I really learned a lot, which is always great to hear because I love to talk about it. And especially when people are engaging and asking questions, it just makes it much more fun.
What is the best way for people to follow along with these kinds of events in general? I mean, I know we keep it on, obviously, junglegyms.com. We have it on the event calendars and stuff like that. But, like, do you guys have, like, a separate newsletter or anything like that?
There is. If you sign up for the Wine Passport, which takes nothing but an email to sign up, you get a specific newsletter that comes out on the first of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And that will tell you about the events coming in. We do also host all these events on Eventbrite.
Oh, okay.
So you could even search Eventbrite for it and then sign up through there.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Loving that we're doing that with all the new events, too. That's been great, especially with I've been in a lot of meetings for some of the upcoming festivals, so that's very cool that we're doing that.
And just
for
upcoming events, we've got, this is being done on Wednesday. So tonight we're doing one that people are here about next week. Costs 50, tastes like 100. It's like great value wine.
Oh, cool.
Back that glass up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Back That Glass Up from 5 to 8 every Wednesday.
Okay.
Next Wednesday, we're doing trivia night.
Oh,
last Wednesday.
How excited are you for that?
Oh, it's always fun.
Yeah, well, I know.
I build the trivia questions into the description to the wines for the night.
That's really cool. Yeah. Now, I feel like you and I have been talking about this since I met you that first week I got here. We're like, that would be a fun idea. I think it's a cool idea. Look, people love a little interactivity in that regard too. And then again, every time you do that, it's another easy way of teaching yourself the things that you just learned too. You're like, I can regurgitate this.
And we also have on April 20th, the next walkabout. That'll be from 1 to 3 on Saturday, April 20th.
Nice.
And we'll have 25 to 30 wines between $15 and $100 a piece.
Yeah.
So for a $20 bracelet, you can get samples for 2 hours of 25 to 30 different wines from all over the world.
I just had family in from New York and New Jersey this past weekend. And then we got here, we're like, damn, I wish that would have been happening this. Yeah. Right. I know. I almost was like, and then they came. But unfortunately, they were only able to come in on a Monday. So it was like no one was here too. So it was very, very quiet, funny day. Yeah, it was quiet. So it was like,
perfect.
Yeah. Adam was trying to lead him through the wine offering. So that was funny, and he's great, don't get me wrong, but it was very funny. I was like, we have these master subs, they'll walk through.
Where's my people?
Right, I know. I was like, oh shit, I look, it was great. They had a great time. Yeah. They really loved the selection. They were very intaken with the wine stations too. They're like, we've seen these, but it was fun to see people I knew who are like, experts in their own right, be so impressed by the offerings that you had here that, they're from the East Coast, so there's that, not that they ever feel this way outwardly, but we also know there's a reason they sometimes call the Midwest flyover states. Right. So it's really, truly nice to come to a place like this where you're like, oh, I'm in Cincinnati.
Right.
And look at all these crazy options. Look what you guys are doing,
I had a wine buyer in from Toronto about 8 months ago now. And he couldn't believe it. He said there's nothing like this in Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto's a big city.
Yeah, it's a huge city.
Big place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like clean New York, It's sprawling too. Toronto's like one of my favorite cities
in
the area.
Where they film Suits there too?
Probably. Yeah. I bet they're
somewhere in Canada.
Yeah, maybe Vancouver too, because I feel like those two cities get so much action in that regard. And they're like, which coast do we want to be on this time? It's beautiful. Oh, that's fun to hear though. Yeah. It's fun when you're like, oh, these are like cities. It's a testament to what you both have built, in these departments and what we're able to offer.
This guy said, I can believe there's something like this in Cincinnati. I said, we're not in Cincinnati, we're in Fairfield.
Yeah, you're like, even worse.
We're in a subdivision of a town. Come on.
I was just going to give kudos to Cincinnati. Of how great, really, downtown is. I mean, for what's packed into a very small area is pretty phenomenal between the food, the arts.
Oh, yeah.
The wine scenes. There's a new
wine bar
opening up. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it really is. So
It's kind of nice. And there's so much culture here that you otherwise wouldn't I've been here a long time now, but it's like a real one.
Yeah.
There's a reason movies come here and not to Dayton, not to be mean to Dayton, but
Speaking of that, when is Wise Guys coming out?
That's a good question.
I saw them.
They shot that down the street from my house. I remember being De Niro's in Covington right now. Is he okay?
We had to sit and watch for the lights and let them have access to the roof of the building.
Kidding.
So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
That is really cool. That's a good question. I would assume that's got to be coming soon because I thought a trailer came out for it recently. I got to read. There's two very big movies coming to town. I just got to read for both of them. So I'm like hoping that turns into a day off or two for me.
Fingers crossed.
Thank you. I'm very excited. I'll tell you what it is when we're not recording. It was surprisingly big. I'm like, oh, really? Okay. No. Thanks. Oh, it's so cool. Well, and it's got to be nice. So when we did one of our dinners upstairs, I kept reaching out to Ben Stiller because he was shooting something here. And he wrote back. He goes, this place looks crazy. I'm like, it is crazy. Next time you're shooting something in Cincinnati, but definitely come out. Because it was like Chef James was doing a movie food pairing dinner.
Yeah.
I was like, this would be perfect. Yep. And obviously he wasn't able to go, but I was like, he would have made a pretty nice plus one on my arm. I feel like not my type, but at the same time, a power couple. We're in the relationship just for what we can get free from each other.
Height wise, you all are about the same.
Probably about the same.
Right?
Yeah. But he's in infinitely better shape. Ben Stiller, the most secretly in shape man in Hollywood. I'm like, damn, dude, you're jacked. Why are you in comedy, dude? Go be in a superhero movie or something.
He always plays off that. He's like 5'7", 145 pounds.
Yeah.
He can't wait to take his shirt off.
I know. Well, I mean, look, I'm 5'7" and more pounds, and I also can't wait to take my shirt off.
So
it's definitely, it's more threatening for the audience than it is for me at this point.
Love it.
That's so good. Oh my gosh, this is delicious. All right, do you of the three you pulled, do you all have a favorite here? Like which one, if all three of these were open, which would you be going back for a second glass of?
It depends on where you're at.
Oh, look at that.
I mean, this
ever
is
the salesperson.
True.
No.
At this moment.
Yeah,
time,
I love it. No. But I know you're being honest too.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I mean, this is like a green salad kind of light cheese kind of selection.
Yeah.
This would go with anything from just like traditional Italian cuisine to maybe something a little more
steaky.
Yeah.
Steaky.
Steaky.
Yeah.
Put a little more steak on that.
And how do you beat something that's refreshing?
I know. Like this is what I would go for again.
Is the one we drank. It seemed pretty versatile.
Moment, yeah.
It was very light.
This is so daytime soft.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Daytime, then we move to the rosé as we get a little more serious. And then
I felt like rosés, you know, we did that Summer of Rosé episode like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And you irreparably changed me. But I feel like they've been so versatile in everything I've been drinking, or eating rather. That's really wonderful.
That's why rosé is a year-round thing. It's not a summer thing.
Well, I'm also trying to do that thing too, where I'm like, hey guys, I'm a fairly masculine looking dude. Drinking pink wine's cool.
Yes,
like I'm absolutely trying to be that guy a little bit too. I'm like, it's good. Drink it. It's delicious.
All the French businessmen have rosé before they go home. It's like their aperitif before
the second cigarette.
There we go.
That's the only stereotype I'd like to enforce still, is that French people smoke. You know? That's probably not untrue. I haven't been. I've been to French Canada. That's close enough, you know.
I can't remember.
Québécois?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they're a fun bunch.
You don't speak English.
I'm like, and neither do you. I was like, listen, let's not get it twisted. This is, you are in France's Australia right now, okay?
I love it.
I love Quebec, though.
Good point.
Yeah, right? It was funny. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we've got, on 420, we're doing, that's the next wine walkabout. That's very funny to me. It's all green wines.
Absolutely.
We're going to bring in some of those couple gummies, and we're pairing it with gummies.
Fresh flowers, yeah.
Well, look, when I can finally do that episode, it's going to be a great episode. Just me being Jungle in here.
You haven't been to a walkabout in a while.
I haven't been. So maybe that's the one I should go to.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, there was something I'm supposed to do that
and also,
too.
I think we're not on the calendar yet, but I think we're going to set up another Sake to Me, another sake event.
That's so cool. I was just talking about that again. I was like, I hope those come back because I thought that was a really fun thing too.
Oh, it was great. We had a huge crowd for that. It's one of the biggest... Yeah. Biggest attendance things we ever had.
I think there's so many questions around. Look, I think for most people that are not familiar with it, they're just like, I go to the hibachi place and they spray warm sake out of the little statue of the man who's peeing it into my mouth. Like, you know what I mean? That's about where you know exactly the thing too.
I haven't been to that restaurant yet.
I feel like every time I go to a hibachi place now, they're like, look, we're going to do dad jokes from 1992. And it's always a peeing statue with hot sake in it, which, you know, now that I learned from you, right? Mm-hmm. When we start doing like
that's
the Jumai Daigetsu.
That's cheap sake.
Yeah. I was just like, look, so now, and I think the cheap sake is pretty decent. Knowing that that's the baseline and then it only gets better from there has been kind of amazing.
Yeah.
And I feel sophisticated when I drink it in a different way than I do. It's more like I feel, how should I say, like maybe sophisticated is not the right way. So when I drink wine, I feel like kind of like, I'm a little upper crust today. When I drink sake, I'm like, I'm a little worldly today.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, I'm opening my mind through my palate. That's fun.
Come over and pick up a bottle of sake, go home and watch Shogun on Hulu.
I need to watch that. Have you watched it yet?
I wonder if we can get credit for that.
Watch, I think,
Shogun on Hulu.
Today's episode is brought to you by NordVPN. Nord, why don't you like me? You're Nord. I mean, we're international. That's the kind of sponsorship I should get behind. Mm-hmm. Have you been watching Shogun yet?
I read the book in 19 watched the series. With
back at the
Richard
original
Chamberlain.
Series. Yep. Yeah. And what's his name too? From all the Kurosawa.
Kurosawa.
Yeah. I was like, I'm combining his word and name into one word. But I can't think of his name.
I will tell you this. The original version was based on Richard Chamberlain's character, the English guy who gets shipwrecked in Japan.
Right.
And that's a much smaller part of the new one.
Okay.
The new one is much more Japanese centric.
Cool.
Yeah, there's a guy who speaks English. Great. Who cares?
Right. That's cool though. Yeah. Where did the book? I haven't read the book.
So James Clavell wrote the book, came out in 75, and it was a huge hit. Shogun was the second biggest TV miniseries ever behind Roots.
Roots, right. Yeah, I remember that. That's crazy.
What was that about?
Roots?
Oh, no.
it's the Reading Rainbow offshoot.
What's going on?
Well, LeVar Burton was in both. I thought it was an easy joke. Like, it definitely had some serious topic matter. Oh my gosh, that's I might leave it in, honestly. That's funny. I am curious about you. It looks great.
Yeah.
Cast looks amazing.
Fabulous.
And all the FX shows generally are pretty good, or usually pretty well made, so I was curious. I you know what? I know you and I talk about this almost every time, but there is some action to us doing episodes, I think, around cultural slash like so pop culture events like that.
It's the way to go.
We should, because we did the wine episode around Last of Us when that was happening. Mm-hmm. We talked about that in the book. What was it? The Girl with the Magic something that you had read around the same time. We'll get back to that. We'll do more of that. If you guys think of movie and film things related to your areas, I think we should do more of that too. That's fun. It's fun to me.
And nothing obvious. We're not going to do Sideways. Sorry.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think we should still do Sideways.
Well, we could still do it. But
that's the 20th anniversary this year. I was going to have you. I was going to say, it's crazy to think about.
We should do it. A second.
Yeah. I went and saw Paul Giamatti movie over Christmas or after Christmas.
The Holdovers. Was it great?
I heard
good things. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I love Alexander Payne's movies in general. So,
do you know the kid on that movie, the one that's held over, the young kid that Giamatti's with? That was his very, very first acting job.
That's
always
so cool.
They found him in that high school.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being in high school and then they're like, "We think you're good enough for this movie."
Yeah, that was his first ever doing anything.
So cool.
Yep.
A boy can dream, and then that boy will dream for 25 years straight as he grinds himself into nothing, but then one day we'll find success in a grocery store.
Absolutely.
He's me.
I thought he was talking about me.
Really?
You do. I think you're great, too. I think you're both great. I just don't know what your dreams were. I knew mine were like, what if I... No.
I want to have my own podcast, man.
Yeah. Can,
I'm
going to
take over your job.
Oh, you just made this when you were.
Just kidding.
Right, exactly. This is it. You're hosting Wine About It with Amanda. And you have to you have beverages that line up to specific complaints. You're pairing complaints with the drinks.
Ooh.
That's like kind of an... And look, I'll produce the show since I just came up with the format, too. I think it's a good idea.
So as the degree of the complaint relates to the degree of the alcohol?
Oh, that could be good. So now you've created two scales. Yeah. I was thinking more like... Today, I'm frustrated with, let's say, the lacking sense of freedom I have in my personal life, okay? And for that, that feels like something that would pair very well with whatever we drank first, the Sancerre. I'm like, oh, it's light and crisp. Yeah. It's the opposite of how I'm feeling. You know, maybe that's an angle for it. You could do the severity.
That's more personal feelings. I thought we were talking about store complaints.
Oh, I mean, you could do that too. I'm open-minded. This is just off the top of my head. I'm just spitting it out as it goes. I have plenty of ideas, not enough time to produce all of them. So if I can help and get a little kickback, I'm in.
Well, let's do one of the 15 ideas we came up with.
I know, right? This is how many behind we are. We're like, oh, cool, we'll do that one. Yeah, oh, gosh. And then we just added the fake F1 race, which I'm like, oh, we should definitely do that.
That's actually in the top three.
I'm telling you, I bet we could get a bunch of brands that would get behind it, too. There would be a lot of brands.
I'm still waiting for the Chopped episode where we can kick everybody else's butt in cooking and everything.
I know. We need like a place to do it. But yeah, I would love to do a Chopped segment here. It'd be so much fun. Hopefully we get everybody behind it one of these days. Yeah. We'll figure it out. Get a little something. Or I'll just start. So look, what'll happen is the table will weirdly start to have some of those Korean barbecue heating pit. Actually, that's a cool idea too.
I mean, you could do inversion.
Yeah, like a little like almost like hot plate things with those little induction cooktops.
Induction. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah,
induction
that'd be cool cooktops. Too.
And then you could do the grills. I mean, you could really, and as it, make it more of a challenge.
Yeah.
Campfire only.
Yeah. Give me a basket of ingredients. I'm out.
Oh, my gosh. Just choosing the ingredients would be half the fun. That's the first half of the episode.
The mystery item.
I love it. I'm in. All right. Well, so what's next? So we got upcoming events. We got we got Back That Glass Up every Wednesday. What else can we push?
Walkabout on 420.
Yep.
The other thing for those VIP, our locker holders.
Thank you. Yes.
We also are doing our next event next Thursday. So the
28th
of this month. We're having Hess Pearson has come in and go through their fine line of portfolio, which is going to be awesome.
And that's going to be in the wine cellar.
That'll be in the cellar. So it'll be closed off and that's always a great time as well. So
awesome. That sounds really cool. You know, this came up in passing the other day. How does one become one of the locker holders?
We got two open right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Come on in.
You have
and
to pass
we'll
the
pick
test.
Out six, a minimum of six bottles of wine. And you agree to give us a lot of money every month, and we'll give you some wine in exchange. You can come to all our events.
So that sounds
get,
good.
So in all seriousness, yes, six bottles at 50 or more.
Okay.
We do ask that you spend about $200 a month with your locker.
Just maintaining costs.
And which is when you do your VIP events, we always offer things for sale. So
but Hess, this Hess event's going to be great.
Might have some specials for, we'll say it that way, maybe.
Yeah, and with your locker members, like I said, it's $200. We ask for activity on the month, and then anytime you come in, you can always arrange to have the cellar at your disposal with your friends. Cool. Yeah. We have
three locker holders bringing their significant others in on Saturday.
Oh, cool.
3 o'clock, you know, we're going to set it up for them. They'll open some bottles out of their locker.
And there's no corking fee for you to open bottles.
Cool. So they're just like hanging out in a cool cellar drinking wine.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yep.
It's a great space. And if you haven't been in the cellar before, you should totally check it out. Even if you're not like a big wine person, still just knock on the door if they're in there. It's cool. It's definitely worth checking out, I think. It's one of my favorite stops on the tour. You know, you meet everybody I bring.
Yeah.
I'm always like, what's Michael doing? And I was like, I bet he's going to play something cool. And then Alexa, he'll engage with Alexa. He'll put on some good tunes and we'll talk about wine. It's great. So step it up, Amanda. I'm kidding. You're doing a great job as well. I know. I catch you on the floor. I catch him in the cellar. It's a good bounce there. One at a time. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on, guys. I really appreciate it. Yeah, anytime. So we'll make sure we come visit you every Wednesday for Back That Glass Up. We got 420. We got 328. A lot of 20s in this episode. I'm going to do something with $20
lots
later.
Of numbers.
Yeah, too many numbers. Yeah. I took this job because there was only one math requirement. You're really holding me to a level I don't know if I can be held accountable to. So that's awesome. Well, guys, congratulations always. Thank you. Always love to see you. Again, welcome, Amanda. Yep. This is your second time on the show. Yep. Right here, putting up numbers finally. This is your second 100 episode. Michael's been on here a bunch of me. Look, I told this before. I'm sure I've said this, and if anybody's listening is annoyed, screw off. But Michael's one of the first people that came to talk to me when I first started here. It was just like, I see what you're doing. I think I understand what you're doing. If I can do anything with you, let's do it. Yep. I was like, yeah. So thanks for also taking the same initiative. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Yeah. All right, everybody. Come see him in the wine store. I don't know where it's going.
Click.
Yeah, right. And that's the show, folks. Another great time. Look, I got some more fun stuff cooking up for you. We got wine. I got a butter episode coming up. I've been promising that. We keep joking about my friend Rome's episode where he comes on to talk about international packaging with me. It's just a long one, but I feel like teasing him every week is a lot of fun for me. We've got upcoming events. Look, a bunch of you came out to our Eclipse event this week. How awesome was that? We got more fun stuff coming. All right. Well, on that, I'm going to get back inside the old Barracuda cage here. And in the meantime, you can catch me out here in the aisles.
The Jungle Jims podcast is recorded in the WJJI studio inside Jungle Jims International Market in Fairfield, Ohio. The Jungle Jims podcast is produced and hosted by Mark Borison.